Welcome to the Open Tab. Welcome back, Open Tabians, to Bracket Christmas Movies Edition. This is part four. If you haven't, please rate and subscribe us on your podcast app. It truly does help us get noticed and seen on the listings. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @OpenTabPod. We also stream all of the brackets live on our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/BrianOpenTab. If this is your first time tuning in, I recommend checking out part one, two, and three. In today's episode, we start the second round in which we will see Nightmare Before Christmas versus Home Alone, Holidate versus Just Friends, A Christmas Story versus Frosty the Snowman, The Santa Claus versus Four Christmases, Daddy's Home 2 versus The Night Before, How the Grinch Stole Christmas versus Elf, Office Christmas Party versus Bad Santa, and A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas versus Jingle All the Way. All right, guys, thank you for joining us, and let's get into it. And also, I hope everyone is having a great Christmas break. So we're in the second round. We got, I think, an exciting round. I think this one should be good.
Yeah.
It's getting down to it, man. We're going to start yelling at each other soon.
Yell.
And that's not the Christmas spirit that you want, but it might be what it is. Gadget is on deck, bro. Gadget is good.
I'm going to have to try that.
Ooh.
This, maybe by not. The way, this is Open Tab Presents Bracket.
Brackets.
So it's BRACK//. T. We are in round two. We've got the number one seed. No surprise that it didn't pass. Nightmare Before Xmas, Christmas, with a 95% to Rotten Tomatoes score. Number one seed on the bracket list versus Home Alone 1 with a 66% Rotten Tomatoes score and number 17th seed on the bracket tournament. Guys,
what are we doing here?
How much are we doing here? Are we debating it? Because, I mean, there's a clear winner.
Okay, so you say there's a clear winner. Andy, I'm sure you say there's a clear winner.
No, I don't know. I don't
think what?
For real?
Because you boast about how Home Alone's best. So I'm sitting here saying, well, you're saying Home Alone. Derek, Home Alone.
I thought the winner would be Nightmare Before Christmas.
Shoot. Really?
I'm going to say Home Alone, but I thought maybe...
This is the original.
Yeah, the first one.
He's at home. He stays in New York.
Yeah. No, he stays at home.
Where's home?
Chicago, I think. Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, he's in Chicago in his big ass house. Nice ass house. Gets robbed almost. Almost.
Then he comes with all the booby traps and shit.
But
that's why I said booby trap.
Versus Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's classic. Animated movie. We know Derek doesn't like animated movies. Sorry. Tim Burton, though. Legendary.
It's classic.
Legendary. What are you guys going with? What's the final vote? Because
I'm going Home Alone.
Home Alone.
So there's
clear winner, I guess. What'd you say? Home Alone.
Clear winner. What'd I say?
Home Alone. It's a clear winner for sure.
I thought it was gonna be Nightmare Before Christmas, honestly. But hey.
Did you lock up?
Let yourself be light.
Do we set the timers on the lights?
Mm-hmm. What else could we be forgetting?
Our troubles will be ours.
Kevin!
I liked Nightmare Before Christmas. I can't say it. Why?
You're drunk.
But
I think
Home Alone,
this is a clear winner.
Home Alone is the best. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, actually it is. Okay, so.
How much we talked about it in the fucking first round.
Okay. So, in the next matchup, we have Holidate with a 44% Rotten Tomato score. And our number 24 seed, this should be really close.
25 seed.
Oh. It's against Just Friends.
And if we remember,
with Ryan Reynolds.
And Holiday almost didn't win. So
it's
sneaking in here and battling a tough second round battle.
With a unanimous Just Friends. Just Friends with a 42% Rotten Tomato score and number 25 seed. So it's a worse seed than Holiday. However, is it really a worse seed if you have Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart, bro?
And the dude from, what's that? American Pie. I don't know his name.
Sean William Scott?
No, he's not in it. The other guy.
I can't think of his name.
Jason Biggs.
Nah. No, I forget his name too. But he's very, you recognize him. So, like we said before, Holiday spans across all the holidays and it ended Christmas. Just Friends is in Christmas the entire time and it's a love story.
Just Friends.
I have to go with Just Friends because it's one of my favorites of all time.
Just Friends.
Just by itself.
It's Ryan Reynolds. He's funny. He's good.
Good dude.
Good dude. Met him before.
Yeah?
No.
Ride bikes together on Sundays?
Used to.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, I guess.
He was Pikachu, though. That's who he was. He wasn't Ryan Reynolds.
Pikachu. I don't know how
it goes. You guys ever watch that one?
Pikachu? So Derek, you say good. Just Friends?
Just Friends.
Just Friends.
Yeah, that was easy.
That one's easy. I haven't even seen a holiday. I'm surprised I made it past that.
I lie. We're not getting into the hard stuff yet.
Just Friends wins.
Stupid! 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 What the hell? Don't! Don't! Oh my God! It's a devil! It's a devil!
I left my gloves in the car.
Oh. The second round.
Okay.
This one might be hard.
Moving on. A Christmas Story with an 89% Rotten Tomatoes score is the number 5 seed versus Frosty the Snowman with a 73% score and 12th seed. Guys, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a Christmas story. It's Ralphie.
I think I'm going to say
Christmas story.
I think it's an easy one for you guys. Is it easy?
Not easy, no. It's the, you're going to shoot your eye out. It's not easy. But I've seen Frosty a lot.
Indiana movie, Xmas story. Yes, it is in Indiana, actually.
Yeah.
Drink more Ovaltine. Give it all to me.
I don't know what that is.
He gets a decoder and he drinks all this Ovaltine. So he gets like the proof of purchase and he mails it all the way in. And he gets this rare decoder. You haven't watched the movie? And he finally gets the decoder. And he gets the decoder and he gets the secret code or whatever and he decodes it and it's the decode is drink more Ovaltine.
I don't remember it. It's been a while since I actually watched it, but out of these two, like Frosty the Snowman, like it's a classic. I put it up there with the Rudolph Red Nosed Reindeer.
Red Nosed Reindeer.
But his name is
Root Rat.
Christmas Story. It's just a classic. It's probably the best, one of the best classics that we've got on this list. Everybody says Christmas Story. Yeah. So, yes. Bruce says Christmas Story.
Unanimous
decision. Christmas Story. But hopefully the next one might be.
We are killing the second round, boys.
Second round's easy. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Black Bart. Now you get yours.
Shut my eye out. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Hell yeah.
All right. And the next one we've got The Santa Claus with a 72% Rotten Tomatoes score and a number 13 seed starring Tim Allen as Scott Calvin and Santa Claus versus Four Christmases with a 25% Rotten Tomatoes score and a number 29 seed. That's with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon, right? That's the one?
Yeah.
Yep.
How did this one get in here? Does anybody remember?
We talked about it. It had a...
Who did it face in the first round?
It won unanimous.
Oh, my God.
It was against Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, so I remember that. It beat Edward Scissorhands because...
Because it was more... Xmas. That's,
you know, Charlie Brown.
I was singing Chris Brown.
That's what I thought too.
I was like, damn.
That's a Halloween story.
Yeah.
Shut up, Bruce.
There is a Chris Brown one though.
So the Four Christmases got in on a technicality, pretty much, because it was more Christmassy than Edward Scissorhands. Is that what? That's pretty much why Die Hard lost too.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Yeah,
it's why.
No,
it's why
it lost because you guys are stupid.
That's why.
We could put it on, motherfucker. We could watch it right now.
Do it.
Do me.
Brian's got to pay for it.
Why?
No, we'll find a streaming.
What the fight?
All right. So, like I said, Santa Claus is top five.
Yep.
Christmas movies for me. So that's my vote, obviously. What about you guys? Santa Claus.
Yeah, I'm going to go Santa Claus.
Unanimous. Folks show. Scott Calvin.
I mean, you can't. Motherfucker, literally Santa Claus. He's Christmas.
Honestly, this is another day. Best Santas in movie, film history, TV shows too.
Billy Bob Thornton, hands down. He has bad Santa.
I go Tim Allen.
It's got to be Tim Allen.
If I'm going off the cuff right now, because I'm not thinking of anybody really.
I'm telling you, you got to watch the first. Got to check out that Christmas Chronicles one with.
Hey, buddy. All right. You should just stay still. Perfect. Charlie, stay where you are. Charlie, would you listen to me? Stay up there.
Santa. You killed him.
Did not. And he's not Santa.
Well, he was.
Okay, we're moving on. We're almost done, boys.
Here we go.
We've got Daddy's Home 2. We've got Daddy's Home 2, starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
As the 30th seed.
Number 30th seed, the Cinderella story.
Derek hates this one.
Don't forget, it got a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it beat 21%.
Until you watch Die Hard.
And it kicked Die Hard's ass.
I promise you, both of you will change your mind once you watch it.
I'm going to watch this now.
But it's not a Christmas motherfucking movie.
You can't say that you haven't seen it.
True.
That's why I don't know. That's why I didn't say it. That's why it was hard. But
Daddy's Home 2, starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, reprising their roles as the daddies. They go off to a cabin where it's like nice, and it's for their family, and their dad's come in town. Right? John Cena's in it for a little bit.
We don't love need it. Synopsis.
Oh my god, I gotta sell it.
Sell it all you want. It's not winning.
Okay, versus Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Anthony Mackie in The Night Before, a drug-filled journey. The Night Before boasts a 69% Rotten Tomatoes score.
No.
And a number 14 seed. Boys, what are we doing here? This is actually pretty close for me, honestly.
I'm saying The Night Before, just because I haven't seen Daddy's Home 2.
You need to watch Daddy's Home.
I'm telling you, I'm down.
Derek, you were doing Night Before?
No, I'm doing Die Hard.
No!
It's still in my bracket.
Put it in. Bruce will go first.
Bruce says Daddy's Home 2. That's 1-1 right now. What do you got?
You know what he's got.
Die Hard.
So you're just putting it up to my hands?
Putting it up to my hands. I don't know.
You vote and then I'll tell you what I got.
Yeah, I vote.
Night Before.
Yeah, Night Before, if I have to choose those two weak-ass movies, because Die Hard is better than both of them.
Night Before is not weak at all.
Daddy's Home is Die Hard. Bruce, is Die Hard that good, Bruce?
Daddy's Home doesn't win just because...
I've seen parts of it. I remember my mom watching that shit back in the day. I just never sat down and watched
it. Which one?
Die Hard. Never sat down and watched
it. I remember him in the car.
I remember him in a building. Crawling around.
Yep.
Because that's what he goes. What's he say? Yippee-ki-yay, right? That's what he says.
Yeah. He's got no shoes on.
Yeah.
Fucking he's still
in, a tank,
takes
in the tank top.
Alan Richter. Richter. Fucking A.
Richter.
Rickman.
Alan Richter.
Anyways, hey, that's in the past, right?
Where we're going? Hey, I'm going to watch Die Hard. Don't worry. I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, maybe next year we'll vote for that. All right.
Bullshit.
So, The Night Before wins. I mean, who can deny Miley Cyrus' performance?
to just throw it. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, fuck me.
It's still happening a little, yeah, but just...
We did not kill Jesus! We did not do that!
Yippee-ki-yay, okay, motherfucker, says Bruce the Beer Bandit. Let's move on. The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Motherfucker. That's how I was reading earlier.
Can I do this?
Do it, motherfucker.
No. Grinch Stole Christmas, starring Jim Carrey.
Classic.
He's the 22nd seed and a 49% Rotten Tomatoes. Versus Elf. Come on. These are easy. Ding, ding, ding. Versus Elf with an 85% Rotten Tomatoes score and a number 6 seed. What are we doing? Because I honestly, elf. Flat out.
Elf.
Oh. Yep. Andy?
Not fucking Elf.
Whoa! Attitude.
Grinch. I love the Grinch, dude. I love that movie.
Big old
that's
Grinch.
That's one of X's favorites, too.
All right, we can move on.
Fuck you. All right, we can move on. Elf won.
No surprise.
I'm going to have to watch Elf, too.
No surprise. Elf is making it past into the top 8.
I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys.
See?
All right. Office Christmas Party. With a 41% Rotten Tomatoes score and a number 26 seed versus Bad Santa. 78% Rotten Tomatoes, number 10 seed.
I'm going office Christmas Party.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You guys were so like loving Bad Santa.
I like it. It's good.
And but you I'm haven't not. Seen Office Party.
But Andy? I know that movie's going to be good.
It's funny.
Have you seen?
Yeah.
I know it's going to be good. I love Jason Bateman. And come on, Jennifer Aniston.
T.J. Miller?
T.J. Miller's funny too, so. I know it's going to be funny. A good movie. I just haven't seen it, but I know it's going to be good.
They get super drunk. People go through windows.
Bad Santa is funny, though. He's fucking... He's banging chicks and shit. Is there a scene?
How was we got tie?
Yeah, I go Bad Santa. But, sorry, Bruce.
No, we got to fight it out.
Sorry, Bruce. Phil left, which means your vote does not matter, but I appreciate you.
It does matter. It just doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. I appreciate you doing it because it's fun to interact with you.
Bruce.
Office Christmas Party takes it. I'm surprised because that's a big upset in the second round. Bad Santa's like iconic almost. Like,
yeah, that's true. There's never been a movie like that.
And you've never fucking seen it. Office Christmas Party. That's what's fun.
I know it's going to be good, man. I know it's going to be good. I'm going to have to watch it. Just like Die Hard, I'm going to watch it. Don't worry.
I do like Office Christmas Party, though. I think it's good. But...
See?
I think Bad Santa's better. And I vaguely remember Bad Santa too.
Because it's forgettable.
He lives with that that boy. Fat boy.
Yeah. The little fat boy.
Pedophile.
Just call me a little fat boy.
What?
Yeah.
Santa is not.
She calls me a little fat boy. Brian said that one day. I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about.
There's it in there somewhere.
She calls me a little fat boy.
What the fuck? That's my girl.
That's my girl.
She called me a little fat boy.
She loved me. She loved me. She loves me. That's awesome.
All right, let's move on.
I'm going to be honest. I've never done this before. Although my mom and I have watched Pretty Woman like a million times.
Oh, I love that movie. It's why I'm doing this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Feels kind of dirty.
You feel dirty. You're my third client tonight. It's only 9 p.m.
Oh, really?
Maybe this one would be close.
This one's going to be tough, I think.
Not for me. Anyway.
Not for me, shit. All right,
I told you. I told y'all. All right. Shit. Harold and Kumar.
Who?
No way. I'm voting on that movie.
Who the fuck is that? Harold and Kumar.
Might as well be. Harold and Kumar. Xmas. Rotten Tomatoes score 68%. Number 15 seed versus... Jingle All the Way with a 17% Rotten Tomato score and a number 31 seed. This has to be cake for everybody deciding.
I think it is.
I mean, unless we have something crazy going on.
Shut up.
Like some sabotaging. But Jingle All the Way should advance.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw my vote out there. Harold and Kumar. Like I said, it's top five in my Christmas movie. So why would you be surprised if I chose this? Andy, you're the tiebreaker, brother.
Jingle All the Way.
He already chose.
He did?
Yeah. Before you even voted, I knew we were winning. Taking this dub.
I'm sorry.
Taking this dub.
Bro, sorry, that's Bruce. Like you said, man. That's iconic, bro. I remember just remember.
It's
I remember
not just, iconic. I you just watch it. Bro, you just watch me, it at the right time.
I just remember growing up, man. I watched that movie like every fucking day. Like me and Tony just watched the shit out of that.
I get it, but for everybody else, it's probably not like iconic, you know? Well, like,
yeah, but I mean, I'm not everybody else voting. I'm voting for me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can't.
To more people in this room than it is not.
I'm not saying anything bad about Harold Kumar. Like, I love that movie. That's a good movie. But Jingle All the Way, man. Like you said, with Turbo
Here's my thing, is that I'm
Turbo
a fucking
Man.
Adult.
You know how bad I wanted Turbo Man? Here's the thing.
I'm a fucking adult right now.
Oh, God.
I'm a fucking adult. Prove it. So,
prove Jingle it, All the Way. Look at your hat. You ain't an adult.
That's kid shit, bro.
You ain't.
I'm going for Harold Kumar.
I'm a fucking.
I'm still a kid. I ain't afraid to say
I'm
it.
I'm going to show X that fucking movie fucking tomorrow. We're going to watch that shit. I just watched all three of the Mighty Ducks lately.
Hell yeah.
We got to take a little break. Before we get into the final four, we got the top eight. Wait, Elite Eight. We got the Elite Eight to go into the final four. But I got to piss and grab another beer probably. And then I also have to write down what we're doing. Okay. We'll be back. Remember?
Remember what?
We'll be back. Remember?